and that's it.
It's working.
At 6 o'clock, I guess we'll start the Planning Commission meeting for Monday, April 22nd, 2019. The first order of business is a roll call. Nora Valley is absent. Dart?
Here.
Kornowski?
Here.
Kowalski? Adrians? Trevor, do we know if she's...
I haven't heard anything.
Okay. Nyberg?
Here.
Rock? Here. Wheeler?
Here.
Here. The next item on the agenda is to modify and or adapt the agenda. Are there any... Trevor, do you have any changes to the agenda?
I do not.
Anybody else on the commission?
Move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 3, minutes from March 25th, 2019 meeting.
I move to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
One second.
And a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? And motion carries. Item number 4, announcements. Trevor, do you have any announcements?
I do. Just the one, actually. So if you're on our email list here, you know about this, but I apologize for the face up there, but Village Valley was honored with the Shiny Award 2 weeks ago Friday, or a week ago Friday, this last Friday. It's an award of excellence presented by the Wisconsin Association of Historic Preservation Commissions for the identification designation of districts and buildings. So, statewide organization. They had their annual conference down in Oshkosh and honored us for that. They honored a couple other local projects too. Hotel Northland was one of them, and Pete's Garage on Broadway. So, pretty nice. But that's the only announcement we have.
Any announcements from commission?
If anybody's not doing anything on Thursday, we're having a quarterly meeting for the Friends of the Fox River Trail, 7 o'clock at Gallagher's. If anybody wants to come, find out what we're doing.
Thank you.
If you want to get added to the mailing list, just email me. I can add a job.
Anything else? Thank you. Okay, we'll go on to number 5, public appearances. I'll just read the little paragraph that follows that on our agenda. Public appearances section of the agenda is authorized by Wisconsin Statute Section 1984 and allows members of the public the opportunity to speak or to bring items not specifically listed on the present agenda. The committee shall not take action on matters raised during a public comment period if the subject was not on the agenda. So, if that's clear, anybody wishing to speak otherwise, come up and state your name and address for the record.
Jim Homer, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'm a former co-chairman of the Village of Valley Bike Ped Committee. For the next agenda, not this one, but for the next agenda, I'd like to see the plan committee look at working on more public-private interaction on getting access to the Fox River Trail from West St. Joseph Street across private property. There's only one area that the new $1 million sidewalk that's going to connect Webster Avenue with Riverside Drive can actually get down to the Fox River Trail, and that's down along St. Francis Park, but the only way to get down to the Fox River Trail for most people is across private property, And if we can find some way to get a list of the property owners who might be interested in accepting money from the city, from the village, to build a sidewalk across their property instead of the village having to go all the way down to St. Francis Park to get to the county property, that would be great. So if that could be on the next agenda, looking at ways to work with the private parties and buy access across private property, either through the PDDs or however they want to do it. Specifically, there's a couple properties that aren't going to be redeveloped right now, but they may allow you to go across their property. Thanks.
Anyone else? Hearing none, we'll go on to item number 6. Trevor, before we begin, did you, Mark?
I did, yes.
He was only a minute late.
Yes.
Half a minute late. It all depends on what clock you're looking at, right? Item number 6, action regarding request for smaller than required parking stalls at 3200 Riverside Drive, Willowbrook Office Building. Trevor, do you want to start us off on this project?
Sure. So I see in the memo, property owner at 3200 Riverside Drive, the Willowbrook Office Building, Bay Valley Foods and Nielsen Group is currently occupying that. They're requesting smaller than required parking stalls. We require 10 by 20. I believe they're requesting 9 by 20. They currently have 393 stalls. They're adding an additional 58. And so the request would be to have a slightly narrower stalls so that they don't have to add in more impervious space. I believe there are some representatives here from Mountain Associates that can answer any questions.
Have we addressed the parking stalls in the new zoning ordinance? Has that been talked about yet?
So this process was actually added. I think it was more like a, I'd say like maybe a, not quite a stopgap, but I think we had talked about going down to 9 before because 10 has always been our standard width. And this was added a while back, I think as a way to ease into the process. I think there are still some individuals that might not be totally comfortable with going down from the 10, but you look around the rest of Green Bay, everyone else has 9. So, I mean, this might be a request that we receive more frequently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I looked up the average of 9. The average, it must be in the United States, is 9 by 18.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
The only thing you think of is the bigger vehicles and people getting children out of your cars. If there'd be some way to accommodate maybe just an area where there's bigger vehicles. I just think of my daughter with 4 kids and trying to get your doors open and your kids out. And winter clothes, getting out of with winter clothes on is different than when you're in Florida and getting out with summer clothes. It just takes more space when you're handling
when
kids.
When we're all bulked up like
that. Yeah. I mean, I see it's the average. It makes sense in a way, but you see people really struggle oftentimes when you have a bigger vehicle.
Dented vehicles.
I drive a little vehicle, so it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
I think that we should be going toward the smaller parking spaces just because of the impervious surface, mm-hmm. How close we are to the Fox River Trail. We're known as a community of trees. You know, to add more parking, that I really think that we need to be going as small as possible.
Economizing our space.
Yeah. We don't have any place to put, you know, we don't have any room to expand, and we don't want room to expand. We don't want it to just be parking spaces. I would like to see more.
You know, there are parking areas in other cities I've known that had, not that people follow the request, but you know, compact vehicles, you know, spaces, like in a big parking garage, you know, or in a big city, bigger cities. You know. Smaller vehicles have smaller spaces, so there is a way to accommodate that. But, I mean, of course, you always see a big Ford F-150 parked in the compact space, you know.
Or a compact park.
Or a compact guy parked sideways in a big one, but there's another option. But yeah, I mean, if the only other alternative, since we're kind of built out with space, if the only other alternative is to put more pavement down and cover up more green space, and it's not going to be injurious to anyone's health or otherwise.
I'd like to know, too, if there was plans to put 4 employees an entrance off the Fox River Trail parking.
There was not. In fact, I brought that up with the Dave Hauser.
Now's a good time maybe for you to come up and introduce yourself and get yourself on the record.
Dave Krauser from Mao & Associates, so we're representing the owners of the building. I did mention to her about, you know, people using the trail and being able to come down there. And because they're short of parking stalls, that's one of the... I don't know if she'd have a problem with people walking through the property to get there, but I know that she does not want to be giving up any parking stalls because of the lack they have right now. The tenant that she has in there has actually closed some other office buildings, and they've actually moved all these people into this one, and that's why they need the additional parking stalls. And they don't have, obviously, she didn't even want to pave as much as what she did here because they actually hold little picnics and whatnot down there with that creek. It's really pretty down in there. And we even adjusted some things to actually save some of the willow trees that were down there. So we're trying to reduce as much as we can. But I know she doesn't want to give up parking stalls for people to park there to get to the trail. I do know that there's property owners through there, and I think the gentleman who was up here is right. I think there should be some negotiation with getting some trails and stuff down there or talking to some of these people. But I know with my discussions with her, she's not open to it at this time. And I'm not saying that some discussions with the village may not open her mind. That's very possible. She was a very nice lady that I was dealing with. And as far as the parking lot with these stalls, there's very few communities that I know of. In fact, we were talking earlier that I know of that actually have something as large as 10. That's kind of surprising. Now, I could, you know, and if you were trying to justify it in certain locations, you know, like maybe in front of a daycare or something, I can definitely see some of your point. This is actually an office building where people aren't bringing kids and stuff to, so I don't think that's an issue. But when you look at it, it's not just losing the green space, but you'd figure, I think we're 11 stalls deep, so would that tell, if we went to 10, that's 11 more feet of gravel, blacktop, actually 22 feet extra of curb and gutter, because you're spending it on both sides of this thing, plus your stormwater management. Whenever we get into this environmental issue that we have now, all this runoff has to go through a stormwater retention pond, so now the pond's got to be bigger. And the cost for all these things is actually getting very high. I actually drive a Ford F-150, and I've got it out in one of your stalls out here, and I have to say, there's lots of room out there. Obviously, you probably have. But I park in 9-foot stalls all over the place because everybody else has 9-foot stalls. And I think that the business owners, in a lot of cases, yes, in some cases they want to get as many stalls as they can and reduce them down, but they also realize that if they're making these stalls too doggone, because I've done stalls where they've told me to put them at 8 feet, seriously, where there isn't a code, that's getting pretty doggone narrow. But then people don't want to shop there either. So yeah. The business owners are cognizant of this stuff, so there's a happy medium that somehow we have to live with some of these things. So I'd like to see it really revisit this thing and actually probably reduce that back down to 9. I think 9 is a reasonable number. I think 8 is getting too, that is getting too small. So unless you have some other questions.
Has she looked at the existing parking of are they 10-foot stalls?
I'll be real honest with you. I didn't even measure what those existing stalls are.
Well, if it would be possible, if that's a good, I mean, as an alternative to just redo your parking lot with 9-foot stalls.
We would love to do that.
But if that would be...
They do have different parts of that parking lot. They have some of it that's actually to A.C. Nielsen, and then some of it that's to the food one that we're actually putting this on here. And I know there was discussion with them, because she's got quite a few stalls that are, you know, towards the river on that driveway that loops around, if you've been back there. And we had a way of actually expanding that area up there, which would have been a little easier. And right away the complaints came that the people had to walk so far to the building. And, of course, they all go to the health club at noon and run on the treadmill, which always gets me. But we found this is a pretty good trade-off by putting it in this location, which, according to her, I guess they actually had a parking structure or a parking lot in this location years ago. I'm not aware of that, but she said that there was one there that they actually took out and made into green space. Now, obviously, we're going back the other direction, but so they are utilizing those existing parking stalls all the way around that driveway, around the backside right now. Well, you can see what they've got. In fact, some of those you can see towards the river. That second row on the, that's all grass back there now. So where they've got the double tier, yeah, it looks like this. And I think the drawing you just had was showing another.
This is from 2005.
Okay, and that's all grass now. I don't think there's anything that, unless they just let the grass come through the gravel, which is possible. But where he's got the pointer right now is where we're actually filling that in. That does tie in with the sidewalks. We're actually creating another walk off that, so that when they come, the people do come from the parking lot, they can get onto the walkway and get into the corner of the building. So.
And kind of as an aside from this, if you want to, can you stretch out a little bit and show the neighborhood just across Riverside Drive? I'm not sure. There's across from the, there's a neighborhood that all leads into Taft Street that. We want to figure out how to get them. There's putting a trail around that. But is that condo complex putting a sidewalk in front of the condo complex when they are going in right there? Is there going to be a sidewalk along Riverside?
No.
So there's a whole neighborhood section that can't get on your bike at your house and get down to the trail, and they do use her driveway to ride their bikes down, and it's not. That I would be, or the village would be looking for adding parking spaces, because once you get in your car, you can go anywhere and park your car. Mm-hmm. It's just getting, being able to get out of your house and walk down there without getting in your car first. And so they're looking at possible crossings, and the from Taft Street, there's a lot of demand from all that whole neighborhood. It all funnels down to Taft Street, that whole thing from the prison over to it, over. That's the only access down to Riverside Drive, and so in the future, maybe contacting the, or as part of the project, she wants to put a sidewalk to the Fox River Trail and make it access so that people could live in those neighborhoods and work there and not have to have a car.
Well, one thing that we have been doing, too, we have been working with the Callaways, which are directly to the south of this property, mm-hmm. that vacant piece. Mm-hmm. And what we're looking at there, now they're looking for an investor to actually do it, but we actually laid the thing out. We've been working with staff, and we're actually looking for help from the village at some point when they get there. But we've got an actual village street that's going to be going down and actually crossing that Mountain Bay Trail. So that's going to create access right there as soon as, you know, at some point when that goes in.
Right.
So you'll have village access actually to that trail.
Yeah, but it's when you come down Taft Street and you hit Riverside Drive, what do you do there? I mean, if that access is over, you know, that's the sticking point is there's no, once you cross, the only place to go is to her driveway and follow her driveway down and then go through the grass to get to
well,
the
trail. Well, unless there's a sidewalk at some time put down Riverside
right.
Drive, which
and
probably will need
yeah.
to.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's just, those are some of the issues that that should be kind of on the radar for them and that will come up with the report. But and that's apart from the parking, but, okay.
And I can, you know, I can bring this up with her.
Mm-hmm.
I know right now she's trying to get the parking lot in there,
right.
and they're bugging the heck out of her on that. So I can bring that up. But like I said, at least there's an option coming, because you know that we've got that village street that's going to go all the way across the Mountain Bay, or that, not Mountain Bay, but the trail that's down there.
Okay.
So you will have access, at least within a reasonable distance, coming soon. Anything else?
Where's the stormwater detention currently on the site for the parking lots that are there?
Do you have a plan for there is regional retention further up, but right, you can see right at the lower right hand, right in there.
Right, for the new parking, but for the current parking, where is it?
There isn't.
Oh.
Because that was put in long before there was any stormwater management. Now, you do have regional retention just up from here,
the larger,
and this goes into that drainage way that goes through there and goes through that other pond. So, but that was put in long
before
after that parking lot was there, yes.
Any other questions?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Seems to me like we have a solution, which is to make it 9 feet instead of 10 feet. Any comments on before we?
I'll move to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 7, action regarding request for smaller than required parking stalls at 400 Broadview Drive, Langlade Elementary School. Are we having feedback?
Yeah, just see if that works better.
Any feedback now? No. Not for me, anyway.
Kind of the same difference.
Kind of same situation. Yeah.
Move to approve.
Is there any?
There's a. Can we discuss it?
Let's ask Trevor if he wants to make any comments on it. I think we're probably going along the same track here, but in case there's something that he knows that we should know before we.
I think currently there's 50 service stalls there. They share with the YMCA. There's no known established easement agreement between the two parties, but they are improving the parking on their property, Green Bay Public School System's property. This site is different in that there is just no more physical space for them to explore. And they are actually under their parking requirements. So I think based off of what our ordinance requires, they need quite a bit more. Like this won't even satisfy the city.
They have a lot of impervious surface asphalt that's part of their playground. I mean, not that we could recommend them turning that into a parking lot, but they certainly have a lot of different places to play games, mm-hmm. and that, which is fine, I guess. I was surprised. I never really looked at it. And it looked like the stalls were pretty narrow to begin with, but I guess they're 10 feet. Maybe it's because they're on an angle.
I want to say they are smaller than 10.
They look smaller than 10, yeah.
So this might just be fixing a continuing current situation.
Yeah,
so Trevor, just to clarify, in the case of this one, they're not adding additional park, like the previous surface. Oh, they are.
Oh, no.
They're just reconfiguring, correct?
They're reconfiguring and adding a little bit additional. So this is existing right here, existing conditions.
That's the additional. Okay.
They're adding a couple additional stalls up here.
I'll
switch to the next sheet.
I made a call to the Director of Transportation for the school district today because there's a Safe Routes to School plan that the Green Bay School District is doing right now. And I just asked him if he knew about it, and I wanted to make sure that they were looking at not just adding parking without regard to how the kids that are walking to school are going to get into the school. And he said that that was definitely part of what they were looking at to make sure that they're separating the kids from the traffic. And, I would hate, they're doing a plan, and I would hate the plan to come out 3 days after they, finalize adding more parking and adding congestion to the front of school.
Yes, so exactly. So, Becky, to your point, they are adding this walk right here.
Yeah, because I think right now it, goes up the driveway for kids to get in, to keep them separated from, so that they're not encouraging more parents to drive their kids to school and add to the problem.
And then there was a question that staff asked regarding bus route, bus traffic, and apparently they are able to make this turn here. So you can see there's two exits here.
And is that what they do now?
Bus will come in here.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what they do now.
Okay. And the other thing is there's one of those driveways is super narrow and has...
Yes.
Are they going to like make them a little more accessible?
They are widening this one, and then I believe they're leaving these two, well, obviously the Ys, but then also this one, I believe they're keeping them the same.
I agree that it's very narrow.
Any other questions for Trevor? So I guess we have an action. We have a request to construct 9 by 19 and 9 by 20 parking stalls instead of 10 by 20 before us. So if there's no more discussion or question, I'll entertain a motion.
Well, there's a motion.
There was a motion.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 8, action regarding amendment to Plan Development District preliminary and final approval checklist.
This was a request at the end of last meeting to take a look at what our current PDD checklist has on there and add maybe another bulleted item regarding how the applicant has maybe worked towards providing connectivity to the nearest public pedestrian right-of-way or pedestrian pathway. So took a look at our checklist, and I realized they are out of date anyway, so I made a couple changes. This used to reference the old chapter. Now the reference is chapter 475. Look at the first page here. And then further down, instead of requiring 15 copies, we typically ask for 20 anyway. So that, and then that satisfies the 10 members of the Plan Commission and the 7 members of the board and staff. So that's the preliminary one. There's a preliminary plan to connect development to the nearest public bicycle pedestrian facility. And then on the final approval, the same changes really are made. We really don't do anything with the CDs that we collect. It's kind of just awesome. So PDF copy is fine. And then the similar language added at the end. Plans connect to the development to the nearest bicycle pedestrian facility. That include obviously sidewalks, bike lanes, or trails.
It's a good thing to add. Maybe it'll help us from having to ask these questions every time about how things are connected.
You know why in history that we would have asked for a CD containing the AutoCAD file?
I have no idea. It's in our ordinance, actually.
I wonder why. I mean, that's kind of like, because you wouldn't take that and upload it to your own GIS.
No. We never do.
And the county ones, right?
We never share it with the county, so.
So you guys have never done anything with these things, anyways. Nobody's complained.
No, for the past couple of years, we just call them the CDs. We get flash drives every once in a while, but honestly, we just that goes in a pile.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's so much easier just to be emailed a PDF copy, and then we can just email that around to the different staff members.
It might have been pertinent at one time because there was no other way of getting the information.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
And the ease of an understanding of how to create a PDF file. There wasn't that knowledge base, maybe.
Or the county required it.
Yeah, or maybe somebody just liked it and didn't want to part with it.
That
brains change so often. it's easier to get the most up-to-date.
Thank you, Trevor. Any comments before we... this is an action item also, I guess, so we'll, if we're ready to make a motion.
Move to approve?
A second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries. Item number 9, report discussion regarding village projects and properties update.
Just a couple things. I think speaking with McDonald's, I think they've worked everything out with the easement, so we should be seeing the next final PDD coming back next month for that. Then we also, speaking with the zoning consultants, little backlog on staff's end, but we're working on giving them some feedback and then hopefully the next one, or for sure in June, we'll have something to present to the Planning Commission. And then Zimbaldi, a couple things with that one. The first, we received word, I'm not sure if we shared this with the committee yet, but we received word that we did receive the grant we applied for through WEDC. This was a grant that matched 25% of related construction costs, up to $250,000. So we applied for that, and we actually received the full grant award amount. And then also, kind of going along that, Zimbaldi, if you've driven by there, you've seen the Delirious trailer parked on the site now. They'll start to stake things out, and hopefully dig next week, but stake out this week and can set things up.
Do we know what restaurant's going in there yet?
No.
It's a secret.
It's crazy.
We're not supposed to know.
there might not be one. Nobody knows by now.
Yeah, I don't know. There was some.
No, I don't know if they have.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
To my knowledge, they don't have a tenant locked up.
Okay.
They did have a restaurant they were working with, I think, when they're. Yeah, I don't think that materialized.
And their name was never released.
Right.
Right, I never.
Yeah. No leaks there, right? Nobody leaked a thing. Any other discussion on item number 9? Yes.
Just a couple more. The Riverview condos, they did take another basement, so we're working on yet another twindo going in. And next meeting, you'll also be receiving a zoning request. Or approval for the pump house. So that's moving along really well, and the goal is to hopefully be open, or possibly be open in July or be used. So it's looking good.
Good to hear. Excuse me. Anything else on item number 9? And we'll move on to item 10, report discussion regarding updates from village departments.
We recently opened bids for our street projects, and they came in much higher than what were anticipated, about 20 to 30% higher than the engineering cost. And speaking with people throughout the state, that's common this year. And typically the increase is falling under the utilities. Asphalt is pretty much the same, maybe a slight increase, but it's the water and sewer that has gone up drastically.
Labor rates, are they itemized, the bids you can see?
I think it's the material itself. with a lot of big projects that are going on in the state, the demand is truly there. We just took to the board last week for moving forward with bonding for $5.665 million. So quite a bit over what we were anticipating, but that also includes another stormwater pond by Bethel Baptist Church and some park improvements projects as well, and an unexpected road repair that we have to do on Blackhawk, a major water break this winter that undermined the road, and the road collapsed, so we're hoping what we put into the bond will cover that project.
Anything else?
Earth Day.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Today.
Whose birthday?
Earth Day.
Oh, Earth Day.
When is
that's right.
Earth Day. Pickup. Is that every other week? Is that started now?
Off peak pickup again will start again in May.
Start again in May.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's typically because of the spring cleanup.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything else? And we'll move on to item number 11, next meeting date and future agenda items.
The request that Jim made about the St. Joseph Street, is that going to be part of that plan that the student is working on? That maybe should just kind of wait and put it as part of that plan? Or is there something specific that we could do to talk about?
I'd say that could all be one bigger discussion. The student will be done the first week of May and plans on presenting to the board on May 7th. Kind of what he is, the survey results, there's a survey that closed Friday, and then he's done several interviews with like Brown County Parks, the DOT, I think Becky he interviewed as part of Friends of the Fox River Trail. And then he took a look at several different plans and mentioned Fox River Trail and compiled a lot of different information. So he's going to be presenting that to the board then, and whatever he presents, I'll try my best to pass on and bring that up at the next meeting.
So you'll put it on an agenda for this meeting, too, in addition to the board meeting?
Yes. Yeah, I can definitely put that on.
Because then we could just, like you said, roll everything together in one discussion instead of having separate discussion on that without that plan. Okay.
So the next meeting date is?
May 20th. So if you recall, we discussed this in the beginning of the year. Memorial Day falls on the fourth Monday of the month.
Oh, yeah.
So this would be the third Monday. It would be May 20th.
Works for me. Anything else on item number 11? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn then.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We're adjourned.
That's the media of that one?
You
did.
No.
You want to make a motion?
I'm going to figure out how to stop it.